This Consumers Real Estate Show is brought to you by American Real Estate Media, the country's top consumer-oriented media company, bringing you all the greatest resources and latest information in all things residential real estate. Now here's your host and answer man, Barry Miller, along with consumer guy Larry Stanley.
Hey, hello there. Welcome 2020. Welcome you listeners. Welcome you new listeners and you first time listeners. This is the Barry and Larry Show. This particular hour in particular, we focus a little bit more on investment properties. Vestera Hotspots is quite a great resource company for residential investors, residential. So it sticks to home buying and home selling, not commercial real estate, but residential investing. You as individuals have an opportunity to find out how you could make, get this, easily make 40%+ in the first year. And more in future years when you find out how to be a smart investor. And yes, probably work with Vestera Hotspots, not necessarily, however. But we have a big seminar coming up January 25th. That's a Saturday. Starts at 10:30. It's 90 minutes of your time. It is free. It's located in a great spot, and reservations are being taken. Yes, we're not quite at half full, but it's getting there. Continued reservations come in. So give Kaya a call. He's standing by. Register for this at 833-442-2779. That's a number we've just acquired. It really is 833-HI, Barry, because we want to say hi back to you. So give us a call, and you'll hear during the show more information about that seminar. But on this show, you're going to hear about, hey, investors, step number 6, present and negotiate each offer. You're going to hear in the next minute or two from Kathleen Chiris on finding top agents. And our theme today is, what is the best financial investment in your life?
Barry, that's a great comment or question. What is the best financial investment of your life? Most people are going to say their house.
Most people will say and should say their house, and that's good. And then we're saying, aha, you should always have an element. We recommend it be a smaller element when you're buying your primary house. One of the elements should be, are you buying a good investment? You say, oh, Barry, it must be. Everybody must think that way. They don't. It should be a small part of it. But then the same dollars as you have like this, Larry, you know what? Many people should consider keeping their first home as a rental home and go buy their next home, which may be in a different town, different city, different state, maybe even a different country, and maybe larger because the family is expanding. But when you can, think seriously about keeping that home as a rental.
You know, it's funny, Barry, I wish I had done that. My first home, after all these years, and it's been a large number of years since I bought it, they've had 5 additions made to it. It's got to be more than twice the size of what it was when I bought it. It's amazing, but it's obviously performing well for
We have tons of excellent listeners, Larry, and I'm working with some of them now, helping them in some family situations with properties out of state and in state. But a gentleman over just this week talked about his son, who is, sure enough, is buying properties at his son's age, and the dad is saying, hey, and me too. And yes, it is not too late at all to become an investor. But again, the key is finding the right agent. We have Kathleen Chiris online. You know, she's with us every month, and she's here to share some of her thoughts on investing in residential real estate and in finding a top agent to help you with that. Kathleen.
Hello.
Hi.
So So I do believe that it's so important to think about what happens after your first home purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say exactly what you're saying, Barry, that it's important to think, what's the end game when I'm ready to move on in my career? Can I rent this property? Is it make sense when I first buy it as my first home to consider possibly renting it after I'm ready to move to another location or another house?
Yes, and then often we hear from our listeners saying, is it too late for me to get in this investment opportunity business? Some people call it a game. I am not fond of the word game because I take it too seriously, the job that we have to help our customers through Vestera have a money machine. I want that rental to be a money machine every time, and I cannot call that a game. So I'm the wrong guy to be around when people call it a game, because they're taking it too lightly. But again, I'm around a lot of game players in the real estate world, Larry, and you know, that's offensive to me because of the agents who are supposed to be such high service providers, and they're just talking about a game and commission. Kathleen knows that. She's seen me, and you have too. But go ahead, Larry.
Well, the some people in the real estate world believe that it is a game, but it's deadly serious business for the people who are investing in residential real estate.
You bet. That's hard-earned dollars.
That's right.
But Kathleen, you work with buyers all over the country. What are you seeing this year, and what else do you have to say to our listeners about investing in rental properties?
Well, I think it's a good idea. It's considered a long-term investment, mm-hmm. a longer-term investment, I think, because you're not talking about fixing and flipping here. You're talking
right.
about something that is going to be a key part of your financial portfolio. With that perspective, I think it's almost a for sure win. I can tell you of a musician friend of mine who decided to invest in the house 17 years later, still making, you know, $10 an hour, unfortunately, mm-hmm. as a musician, but he had $130,000 in equity built into that house when he was ready to sell it at retirement, and that's just a nice nest egg.
Nice nest egg. The investment programs that we share here and that Vestera has put together is rather unique. It has several unique elements to it, and they're all taught at this seminar coming up January 25th, by the way. But it still comes down, in the case of investing, having an investment team leader. Now, an investment team leader is a little different than an agent, because an investment team leader, truthfully, just has to guide the consumer to the best real estate agents. And of course, Kathleen, the Vestera investment team leader, I'm the senior team leader, proud to be that. I take that very seriously, but it's such enjoyable work. But you know who we call on to help us find agents in various cities? You. Why? You have a network. Tell our listeners about your network, not just about investment agents, but talk to our listeners about your network nationwide of agents. Tell us some of the characteristics you look for and that you have in your widespread network of agents all over the United States.
We actually have over 1,000 agents in our network all over the United States. And we do rate and review them constantly. We've been doing that for 20 years. And if somebody does not perform at the top best levels, then we kick them out and get a substitute, another one in there. So therefore, we have some very, very good agents. We are actually currently interviewing some of our top agents on a video to get their characteristics of what makes them great agents.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Now I'm going to put you on the spot, not intentionally. What does make any agent a great agent? Just from a quick overview perspective from you, who have 1,000 of them.
I think that fiduciary loyalty, kind of aspect is very important. We have agents that have a very committed relationship with their clients. They want the best thing for their client. They use their skills to get the best price for their sellers or the best price for their buyers.
Hey, Kathleen, let's have a little fun. It's the beginning of the year. Let's have fun with the consumer guy. Hey, Larry, you've had 23 agents. You have any that come close to what Kathleen just described?
I have had a couple that I would put in that category, Barry. Out of 23, 2 out of 23, not very good percentage.
2 out of 23.
That's about right.
That might even be a higher percentage than many of our listeners, okay, who've had 0 out of 2.
I started learning the game as I got more along in age, and I started picking wisely my agents.
So Larry, tell me, what did you find are the characteristics of those two that really impressed you?
Those that were wanting to listen to me and my wife and our wants and needs and requirements instead of dominating the conversation for themselves.
Hey, Kathleen, I hope that's on tape. Oh, we'll send that to you, as a matter of fact. How about that? That's a good one. What would you say? Kathleen, I'm impressed.
Yes, I am too. I think that true heart for helping your buyer or seller is something that comes through. After 20 years, I can feel it. I can see it. I can tell whether that person is out for their own commission or whether they really have a heart for helping buyers or sellers.
It does not take a whole lot to figure that out, does it, Kathleen, truthfully?
It doesn't. And, of course, we have our people that we recommend agents to still interview and see what feels right to them. Because there's a certain intuitive component to that.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. No, I was helping my own daughter and son-in-law in Chicago over the holidays and saw one property go under contract, saw an offer go in on another property, and a couple days later back here, I helped with the next offer going in, et cetera, and the counter proposal, et cetera. And it's just very interesting, but you can tell. Now, you know, we agents use the term 100%, we're 100% loyal. But you, Kathleen, also have the intuition to find out, what does that mean? Agents can use words sometimes in a very slick fashion. Larry had 21 out of 23, out slick him, you know, kind of a thing. He and his wife, very, very intelligent people, and each was a primary resident, so they really cared. They had their heart and soul in the property, and yet 21 out of 23 agents didn't have that caring heart. And it's not right. I am an advocate of anyone being able to come into the real estate industry, and yet I also say the truth. Only 2 or 3% of everybody licensed has that kind of loyalty, has that caring heart, as Kathleen described it today, and as Larry described it, only 2 or 3% have that listening ear, because that listening ear goes into the brain, into the heart, and then that agent uses his or her skills to help the consumer. That's what we're all about here at the Barry and Larry Show, helping you, the consumer. We are always on your side. Give Kathleen Cheeris a call. Give her some cheers, too, by the way. But give Kathleen Cheeris a call whenever you need an agent, a buyer agent or a seller agent anywhere in the country. Kathleen's number, Larry, is?
303-758-4040.
Kathleen, Happy New Year with you. We're so happy we're with you and will be this full year. Kathleen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and all the listeners out there. You're in for a great year of wonderful information from both the Vestera program and workshops and the radio show here. It'll be a great year.
And it's 9:20 now. Give Kathleen a call right now during the break, 303-758-4040. Bye, Kathleen.
Bye-bye.
All right, we will be right back with Larry's View.